I was just saying how black people get to dress goofy.
They can wear some wild shit,
dude. They can wear goofy shit.
I live across the street from, well, now one black church. It was two.
Yeah.
They're touch and go sometimes.
You could literally wear goofy shit.
No,
like you could wear a shirt with Goofy on it.
I saw a dude yesterday. He was old as fuck, dude. But he was like 6'5", and it was just like straight out of a Western. I don't know where the fuck. Every now and again, old black dudes go super cowboy on you.
Really?
They go super cowboy, or sometimes like, I'm trying to think what the, not Mr. T, but they'll dress like almost like a Crocodile Dundee type adventurer character.
Like a warrior?
They'll wear like a big fucking like Crocodile Dundee hat and like a fucking cut sleeve vest, and you're just like, what the fuck, dude? Dude, when black dudes get weird, when there's like shit black dudes wear that other black people are like, bro, what the fuck are you wearing? It's on the next level,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, it is.
It's like, I saw a guy the other day dressed like Bayou Billy on Manchester Avenue.
Dude, black guy outfits are so fucking funny.
I mean, all you gotta do is just wake up in the morning and just like stretch your t-shirt and stretch your sweatpants and make it the same color. And everyone's like, damn, dude, you're fresh as fuck, dude. My Lyft driver today was wearing like a maroon v-neck and like maroon shorts and with like a maroon do-rag and picked me up. And I'm like, dude, what are you doing, man? You don't have to match that hard.
Yeah, dude.
I get flack. I mean, I should probably start matching up a little bit, but I get flack because I'm in like, I wear like shitty clothes and my girlfriend fucking freaks. You're not going out like
that. I was thinking that too. I was like, as soon as I get a little money, I'll be able to dress at least normal.
But what are you going to wear?
But for now, I dress like a fucking psycho.
When I was married, my ex-wife, who was also black, used to dress me into some like wild shit. I remember, like, I'd be like, yeah, whatever, like, and she'd pick my clothes out, and I remember my little brother would be like, dude, you look like a fucking Cuban cartel boss, dude. I'd wear, like, linen pants and, like, a double-breasted button-down shirt, and just be like, hey, guys, thanks for coming to my house. And they're like, what the fuck are you wearing?
You're like, Napoleon. You don't get it.
I used to rock some whacked fucking shit, dude.
Dude, does anything get you going, like, seeing an old black dude dressing conservative? Just dressing like
when we were down south, man.
Tucked in, buttoned down into some dungarees.
Dude, we were down south.
With like a keychain hooked onto the fucking
belt. A nice janitor fucking loop.
Gets me going every time. If you're a black conservative, you have to have a janitor loop.
You must, dude.
It's part of you. It's a bunch of keys.
Or you just got to suit out and be sleek if you're younger.
Suited out, I don't, that can go either way.
That's like for YouTubers.
Yeah. If I see a good fucking black dude in like a button down, tucked in,
flannel,
some tight Levi's.
I get stoked on black dudes at Home Depot. When I see black contractors, I'm like, fuck yeah, guys.
Yeah.
Let's get it.
Let's build.
Let's get this fucking money, dude. I love it. But yeah, when we were down south, we saw all the black dudes dressed like my dad, and I was like, what the fuck
that's
is this?
Right.
Just a pair of like tucked in fucking like fishing t-shirts.
Dude, that was a sick tour. We just swam every day in shitty hotels. Literally swam every day.
I would like pull up and be like argue with the Indian guy. Like, come on, man! I know it's September. It's hot as fuck. Open the pool.
And then me and Matt would swim. They go fucking bury this weird dude. Holy fuck!
Oh my god.